And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sage.
You just see if I ever bake another pie for you.
But ye God, Mary, what good's a juicy apple filling like this when the crust is like leather?
Well, I can't help it. After we've been married 30 years, maybe I'll be able to make flaky crust like your mother's.
Oh, wait a minute, folks. Mind if I join you?
Well, who are you?
Me? Oh, I'm Ed Hurley. And I'm going to tell Mary the easy way to turn out those flaky, tender pie crusts you go for.
Well, you'll have to be a magician. I've been trying for 6 months.
Ah, but you probably haven't tried the new Sure Mix Crisco for pies yet.
Well, what difference would that make?
Oh, plenty. This new Crisco is different from other shortenings because it's made by a new and different process. And as far as we know, you can't buy another shortening that uses this special process. Why, you've probably discovered the difference Crisco can make in your cakes, Mary.
Yes, it makes them lighter than other shortenings.
Well, just see how easy it is to turn out light, flaky pie crusts with Crisco. Just you notice how much creamier Sure Mix Crisco is. And see how easily it cuts into your flour. Why, you can tell right off that your pie crust's going to be tender and flaky.
Hmm. That sounds good.
Oh, listen. One look at a golden brown Crisco apple pie will make your mouth water, man. And man, oh man, wait till you sink your teeth into it. Every bite's a delicious treat. Why, say, Crisco won't give your pies a strong shortening taste because Crisco's a pure, all-vegetable shortening. And listen, don't worry about Crisco pie crust being hard to digest. Because Crisco's digestible, too.
Oh, well, that's easy to say.
Well, just listen to this. In answer to a question sent to doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. So you see, Mary, you've got every reason to change to Crisco for pies.
Well, maybe I will give it a try.
Ah, good. You'll both be a lot happier when you find out how easy it really is to make flaky, tender pie crusts with Crisco.
Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. The latter has just arrived home with a bit of intelligence his mother finds upsetting. Listen.
Where did you see Uncle Fletcher?
Up at the corner of Kelsey Street. He was on his way to the Bright Kentucky Hotel to visit Mr. Gumpox.
He didn't have the railroad tracks with him.
Naturally not. Nobody could lug a ton of steel around.
Well, who all is going to get railroad tracks?
Us, Mr. and Ms. Donahue, Mr. and Ms. Stambottom, and his landlady, Miss Keller.
Goodness gracious.
I'm giving away a secret telling you this, Mom, but I thought I'd better.
Yeah, maybe we can put a stop to it.
Where's Gov?
Out on the front steps. Vic!
I got a hold to hold.
Come in here once.
Is there a beautiful woman heavily veiled and greatly agitated on the telephone?
Come in here once. Where are the railroad tracks now?
CNA shops. Uncle Fletcher's pal down there cut up the different sections just this afternoon.
How much does each section weigh, did you say?
440 pounds.
My star.
Uncle Fletcher considers them very dainty, cute little presents. A 4-foot length of railroad track, Rush, he says, makes about as good a doorstop as a fella'd want. 440 pounds of solid steel can be depended upon to hold a door open or hold a door shut.
I should think so.
Greetings, Dr. Sleech. Who's your funny-looking chum?
Hi, Gov.
I don't believe I care to bandy familiarities back and forth until we've been properly introduced. I come from a quiet, cloistered home, and my parents ask you to call the police.
Look, Uncle Fletcher really meant business when he said he was going to give us a monstrous chunk of railroad track to put on our front porch as a door holder.
Huh?
Tell him, Willie.
Well, I bumped into Uncle Fletcher up at the corner of Kelsey Street about 5 minutes ago. He was on his way to the Bright Kentucky Hotel to pay a visit on Mr. Gumpox. By the way, Mom, he's going to use Mr. Gumpox's garbage wagon to haul his railroad tracks in.
Well,
personally, I don't think that old rickety garbage wagon can hold 4 sections of railroad track. See, each section weighs 440 pounds. 4 sections would weigh 4 times that, or darn near a ton. 2,000 pounds in a ton, ain't there, Gov?
Yeah.
What's 4 times 440?
1,760.
240 pounds short of a ton.
1,760 pounds without collapsing. Furthermore, I don't think Howard can pull 1,760 pounds. I don't think any horse can. And Howard's a delicate horse.
Well, tell your father what Uncle Fletcher said.
You're a good boy, right?
Besides us, he's going to give door stoppers to Fred and Ruthie, Mr. and Miss Donahue, and his landlady.
Thought he'd give his landlady one for her birthday.
He intended to, but his pal down at the CNA shops couldn't get it ready in time. I guess it's quite a trick cutting railroad tracks into 4 foot lengths. Well, I used to use an acetylene torch or
something. Holy smoke. What a door holder.
A door holder weighing 440 pounds can be depended upon to keep a door open or keep a door shut.
I'll see.
Well, we don't want any such contraption on our front porch. Fred and Ruthie and Mr. and Miss Donahue don't want any such a contraption on their front porches either. It'll make embarrassment all round if my uncle forces such junk on them.
We have to be careful of Uncle Fletcher's feelings, of course.
Yeah, that too.
He's all hopped up about it. He'd think he was handkerchiefs or something.
Well, tell Gov what he said.
You're a good boy, right?
You pulled that comical remark once. We've all had a dandy big laugh. Now let's discuss this business serious. When's he going to deliver his chunks to railroad tracks?
He never said. I guess that's what he's going to talk over with Mr. Gumpox tonight at the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Hitting anything?
Uh-huh. All Uncle Fletcher's got to do is go down to CNA shops and pick them up.
I'd like to see him pick them up.
So would I.
Well, how many fellas would it require to pick up four?
How many?
Four.
Four namby-pambies, maybe. It'd only be 110 pounds apiece.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can lift 110 pounds.
Three fairly husky guys could do it easy.
Yeah.
So me and Ruthie and Miss Donahue and Miss Keller are going to have door stoppers on our front porch. We have to move around when we sweep and scrub that requires three husky men to lift up off from the ground, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, Uncle Fletcher.
I wouldn't want to have this exquisite, fragile little gift fall off the People's Bank building and clunk me on the head. I'm afraid to scratch my flesh and draw blood. Now you.
Oh, hey, ma'am. I forgot an angle.
Huh?
Uncle Fletcher's going to get his landlady to cover the railroad tracks.
Cover them?
With velvet.
Oh.
You know, like some people use a brick for a door holder and cover it with cloth?
Uh-huh. Miss Elders has got one. Hers is covered with gunny sacking, though. Burlap.
No cheap gunny sacking for Uncle Fletcher's door stoppers. He's putting out velvet.
Velvet-covered railroad tracks. It's an effete civilization. Pretty soon the human race will get so soft it'll put melted marshmallows on its weenie-wurst.
Embroidered lettering, too, man.
Embroidered lettering?
Bright sayings and junk. Like ladies sometimes have on sofa pillows. Welcome to Galena, Illinois. Conductor, get off my foot. Stop making them goo-goo eyes. Every cloud has a silver lining. Ouch, your doggone dog bit me on the leg again. You know.
What's Uncle Fletcher going to have embroidered on his doorstoppers?
Let's see. He mentioned a couple of bright sayings.
Your cousin is a half-wit. Your brother is a slob. I think I'll quit the section gang and get another job.
No.
The night is dark and stormy. The rain is coming down. I'll button up my...
Oh, here's one he mentioned. I'm only a piece of heavy steel, the product of the forge. I'll hold your door, either open or shut. Step up and call me George.
Oh, my.
He made that up out of his own head.
Must have been a great strain.
Uncle Fletcher's okay, Gov.
Yeah, I know he is.
Uncle Fletcher's a good boy.
I sweep the front porch every day and scrub it every week. Person has to clear stuff out of the road before they scrub and sweep. Why, I won't even be able to budge 440 pounds. And a hunk of metal 4 feet long. It'll take up half the porch. Everybody will stumble over it.
Yeah.
440 pounds.
You realize approximately how much that is, ma'am?
No.
Well, Ms. Harris's roomer, Mr. Breed, weighs in the close neighborhood 200. Steve Chestbutter also weighs around 200. Little Charlie Husher up the street weighs 40. There's your 440.
Wrap up Chestbutter, Charlie, and Breed in a piece of velvet, Sade, and pick him up. It'll give you an idea of what to expect when you start wrestling your doorstopper around. I don't think anything will come of this.
How do you mean?
Uncle Fletcher will never be able in the world to bring a ton of steel away from the CNA shop.
He'll have Mr. Gumpox to help him.
It's my honest opinion Mr. Gumpox would be embarrassed if he was called upon to lift 30 pounds.
Yeah, he's certainly no strong man.
No, I'll just lay you a little bet at 25 cents. Those four chunks of railroad tracks stay at the CNA shops.
Huh.
And another thing. Just wait till Uncle Fletcher consults his landlady.
Yeah.
He always does consult her about stuff, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, there you are. She'll knock his little idea out of his head quicker than you can holler a watch for him.
Hmm?
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Sure. She's a smart woman. She won't let him distribute 4-foot lengths of railroad track among friends of yours.
Hmm.
I'd forget the whole affair.
Huh. You hate to see Uncle Fletcher get disappointed, though. He was just carried away tonight with...
boyish enthusiasm.
Exactly. Boyish enthusiasm. Rushy says... a doorstopper you can really depend on.
Telephone ringing.
Bluetooth Johnson, likely.
Answering, see.
Might possibly be Vernon Peggles.
There's a remote chance it's Smelly Clark.
True. As far as that goes, I wouldn't swoon with astonishment if it turned out to be Rooster Davis. Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Dunbottom.
500.
Mm.
Fine, thanks.
Want a plane?
Sure.
She's right here, Andy.
All right.
Sounds like she's got just the faintest trace of a cold.
Yes, lady. Oh, finished my dishes hours ago. No, just sitting here with her teeth in her mouth. Uh-huh. Why, we'd think elegant. Sure. All right, fine. You bet. All righty, Ruthie, we'll be looking for you. You bet. Goodbye. Leaving right now.
Mm.
Means a trip to the drugstore for you, Dr. Sleech.
Oh.
A velvet-covered chunk of railroad track 4 feet long.
A doorstopper weighing 440 pounds can be depended upon to hold a door open or hold a door shut.
Yes.
Mm. I'm only a piece of heavy steel, a product of the forge.
I'll hold your door either open or shut.
Step up and call me George.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And here we leave Vic and Sade until the next time.
Say, Mother, how about fried chicken for Sunday dinner?
Hmm?
All golden brown and so crisp it fairly crackles when you bite into it. Oh, boy, your family will go for that. And you know, if you fry that chicken the Crisco way, you can count on it being digestible, too. Because pure all-vegetable Crisco is a digestible shortening. Sure is. Why, in answer to a question sent to doctors by a leading medical publication, 2 out of every 3 doctors who replied specifically called attention to Crisco's digestibility. But just by looking at that fresh, snowy white Crisco, you can almost tell it won't make your fried foods heavy or greasy. I should say not. Foods fried the Crisco way are tender and crispy with delicate golden brown crusts. Remember, this new Sure Mix Crisco is a wonderful new kind of shortening that gives you lighter cakes than any other home shortening we know of. Yet Crisco's so economical, it costs only a few cents a week for all your frying. So try Crisco for frying. See what a wonderful difference a pure, all-vegetable shortening can make in your fried foods. Don't forget to listen to Vic and Save Monday. This is Ed Herlihy speaking.